DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, some people might call it having high standards. Others might call it being really pernickety or even unrealistic. Things like no shoes in the house or leaving the plastic covering on furniture or having a bath once a month. Do some people, due to their own inflexibility, set themselves up for constant disappointment? News Talk's This Sofa Isn't For Sitting On correspondent Henry McKean went out to find such people. Afternoon, Henry.
Sean, yeah, I mean, you mentioned the lotto there, and I do have very high standards and unrealistic expectations. I always think I'm going to win, and I'm always disappointed when I don't. And it kills me. I mean, I keep playing, and I just...
Like when in our house, depending on who bought it, you kind of feel, oh, we didn't win. You apologise to your partner for not, you know... launching them into...
Well, I think there's a conspiracy and I actually buy my tickets in rural Ireland because I always think they win.
But okay.
I understand there is some surgeon in Black Rock that's won the lotto at least twice in Dublin. So I don't know.
But isn't that just, you know, one of those things you hear?
I know. It might be an urban myth.
That's like a queue in Dunn's. You'd hear that kind of thing.
But no, when it comes
But if you're listening, surgeon in Black Rock, please get in touch or get one of your people to do it, obviously.
Oh, well, maybe that surgeon's won the lotto for being a surgeon, full stop. He didn't need it. For me, it's the dishwasher and it's loading the dishwasher. I'm not good at it at all. My wife is excellent at it. And it's one of these things.
What's your shortcoming about the dishwasher?
I just throw everything in. I pack it out. And do you know what my cheat is? I put extra tablets in. So that way it's guaranteed.
Does that work?
Oh, absolutely. If you put two tablets in, even if you overload it, it will clean. It will get into the little tiny areas. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you know the way sometimes like you can get like things will stick to the inside of cups on the top shelf.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or if you put the plates too close together.
You'll still have the bolognese, the dry bolognese.
Yeah, on it. And then you have to put it in the sink to scrub it off because that's it.
Yeah, or you just keep doing it again.
Then again, as somebody I know says, your dishwasher should be all it should be. It can be. You know, I have to give it something to aim at rather than turn it on when it's half empty.
It needs to have high standards.
You put one of the things into the little bit where you're supposed to put it and when you chuck another one in.
I don't even put it in the little box. I put them in loose.
Oh.
So just to give it a little bit of a surprise.
And that works.
I think so, absolutely. Two or even sometimes three. But dishwasher tablets are so expensive.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're basically a small mortgage.
Yes, they are.
But it will save you many, many hours and you can just load it. But that's where I fail. And I think, you know, other people would have huge standards around how to load the dishwasher. Another example, I suppose, is shoes upstairs. We have a no shoes upstairs rule.
Okay.
No shoes whatsoever. And my son broke it recently and he had poo on his shoes. And it's an example of I got so cross with him. I shouted at him. Absolutely shouted at him so much I scared, I think, the neighbours, like proper screamed. And we've got to get, I think there's a ChemDry or these people over. We still haven't had them over yet.
Is it ingrained in?
It's ingrained.
You can't get a spray or anything?
Kind of little sort of Fanta orangey marks. Can't get it out.
And a bit of a smell as well.
No, well, we can't smell it yet, but that could change.
What colour is the carpet?
It's a cream colour.
We got one of those recently. Her and yours is going... Why did you let me get this car? Well, I couldn't have stopped you.
You should go for dark grey or brown or black even. All the hotels do. They go for multicoloured so you can't see the stains.
It. Yeah.
That's what you should do. But
we're both going to have to sleep in the car when we get home tonight. You know that. Right.
Well, hopefully they're listening to the competition. But hey, who knows? Standards. High standards in your house. I asked these people, how clean is it?
We try and keep it as clean as we can, clean it on a daily basis.
So daily basis?
Yeah, daily basis.
Why? Why do you try and keep it so clean?
Well, there's five of us in the house, so it's just keeping on top of all the mess that might be made.
Are you a clean freak?
I am a little bit, yeah.
Would friends, would family say that you have unreasonable standards?
I wouldn't say unreasonable, but... I couldn't sit comfortable knowing something's dirty looking at me. I'd have to get up and clean it.
You're involved in a camogie club. Whereabouts is it?
Arklow. Arklow, County Wicklow.
And is there high expectations for the team to perform and do their very, very best?
No, we do our best to bring out the best in the girls and make sure that they're happy in what they're doing. They have a safe environment to play and enjoy themselves. That's it. If they win, they win. If they don't...
You don't have really high standards, like crazy?
No, we have high standards. We have high standards.
You want to win?
We want to win. Of course we want to win, yeah. Yeah.
But it's about, you know, the pleasure of playing sport and having fun.
Exactly. That's it. Because when they have so much pressures at teenage years, you know. If you start putting too much expectations on them now, what are they going to do later on, you know? Keep them happy.
You're a taxi driver. Do you have unrealistic expectations when it comes to cleanliness and standards?
Well, you'd want to have them these days, wouldn't you? It goes beyond a little bit of a joke when you're that house proud and you've seen a bit of speck of dust, and I have to get that up, you know what I mean? I think it's all psychological.
Like, I've seen it in Japan, taxi drivers, when they're waiting, like you're waiting right now for a fare or you're waiting for something, they get out the leather cloth and they start wiping. What's the leather cloth called again?
The chamois.
You get out the chamois. Do you get out the chamois?
Most times, yeah.
Because it's all pristine.
Yeah, pristine, because it's the boredom, the weight.
You think it's the boredom?
Yeah.
And you mentioned...
It's better than sitting in the car, yeah, getting a bad bike.
So just keep, you're out of the car. Keep it clean. Keep it tidy. And you're clean today? You've showered? You're wearing clean
always.
Clothes? Your iron
always.
Shirt?
Always.
What motivates you to do that?
It's just... I mean to say... cleanliness for yourself. I mean to say, if you're going to sit in a car for 12 or 14 hours a day, you're going to smell at some stage, aren't you?
Do you have unreasonable high standards? And by the way, you don't smell at the moment.
Well, thank God for that. It's probably because I showered before I came out, yeah.
That's Henry speaking to a very fragrant man on the street there. James says, I don't bother stacking the dishwasher anymore because my wife just redoes it. Because I do it wrong, James put that in
it
inverted commas. But now every time she loads the dishwasher, she glares at me. I can't win, says James. Fiona says, sorry now, I don't understand people who insist on taking their shoes off at someone's front door. Germs are going to get in. Well, I mean, it's the idea of if you're going to be walking on a carpet, particularly that, you know, you mightn't even be aware you might have stood on a bit of mud or a bit of poo, you know. And as Henry was saying there, those stains are hard to get out. Is having high standards a syndrome or just a hobby? Someone wanted, because I see high standards are vary from person to person. Some people just, you might think, yeah, oh, that person has really high standards. They might just think it's normal.
Well, this is it. I mean, I admit that sometimes I can't see dirt and other times I can really see dirt. I have a friend and they have an absolutely filthy house. It is so dirty.
Oh,
there's
God.
Bits of black grime on the ground. And don't get me wrong, I do love dogs and dog hair everywhere.
Oh.
And it's old dirt. I mean, it's dirt that's been there a long, long time. And I did ask to use the bathroom and there's kind of a yellow film across everything, like a yellow film.
Ew.
I'm really not sure what it is.
Cobwebs on the Hoover there, I wonder. Or maybe there isn't one.
I think so. And perhaps my friend, maybe he just can't see that dirt. And again, my standards are quite low. They're not as high as that taxi driver there. I admit I could be cleaner, but I do wash every day. I do try and, you know, change the sheets and just have some sort of standards. But to answer your question, yeah, for some people, they just can't stop cleaning. They have a problem. They're overly clean. And then if you're overly clean, then you can easily get a cold because there's no germs.
It's true. There's some people kind of, it's almost therapeutic, mm-hmm, that it's, you know, if
it's a way of coping.
If you have a bad day and there's things outside your control, at least, you know, you can go home and make the house spotless.
Yes.
Also, it's a way of working out aggression. Some people are like angry,
really
angry sweepers and angry moppers. And you know, that you can kind
because
of get it out
angry
there.
Angry because
they're angry.
It's a mess or they, it
oh,
helps
no,
them.
They're probably angry at something completely different.
Yeah.
But at least they have a clean floor at
so
the end
like of
it.
So it's like boxing, but
it's
cleaning.
It's kind of like boxing. Yeah,
get all the aggression out.
Yeah. The lads, it drives me mad when someone rarely loads the dishwasher incorrectly, putting bowls up against the backs of plates.
I do that.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I didn't buy that dishwasher in a magic shop. Says John. Yes, too, because if you put the plate up against the bowl, then the water can't get in it. Somebody's texted in to say the Sir John Lotto story is true.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it's a text from an unnamed listener, so that's rock solid proof there. That'll hold up in the Supreme Court, that would. no doubt. I think it's okay to have high standards that you don't hold yourself to, as long as you don't hold other people to those standards, when it results in disappointment. Someone else says, if you have wooden floors, shoes are a no-no, as any stone stuck in the sole will scratch the floor. Of course, if you check your soles, then it's okay. That's a good point, actually, as well.
Yeah, like that. I had a friend, new wooden floor, and a girlfriend came over, a new girlfriend with stilettos, and she started stomping on it. And
no,
they didn't go out for very long.
No.
Yeah, and wooden floors, they need a lot of care. But I asked Claire, this lady, does she have high standards?
I really don't have any.
You don't have high standards.
I am so laid back. It is unbelievable. And I certainly have no high standards about filling the dishwasher, the washing machine, or cleaning the house.
So is your house a filthy house, a dirty house?
It is certainly not. It is a clean house, but I don't really care if it's an untidy house. So dirt and untidiness are completely different.
And they are different. So there's no dirt, but it's messy.
Relatively messy, yeah.
What would friends think? What would they say about your house? Would they
They'd say, oh, Claire's home and it's all's okay, I can just call and I don't need to be on my best behaviour, all right?
So very, you could say, I wouldn't say low standards, but relaxed.
Relaxed. Definitely not low, but relaxed, yes. Don't sweat the small stuff, come on. There's a lot more things in life to worry about.
And why do people sweat the small stuff?
Because they just want to be perfect. And they want to be perfect for their friends. And they want to give out this perfect image. And that everything is so wonderful in their life. And, you know.
And the windows are absolutely
glistening.
Spotless.
Yeah, yeah. No, once I can see through them, I'm happy.
There you go. That's interesting, everything Claire said there. Because she was saying people who have homes that are cleaner than her home,
yes,
which from her description sounds like most people, that she was kind of ascribing to them a kind of a, like, that they're shallow rather than they might have another completely different set of reasons why they like their house to be completely clean.
They might just like a clean house.
They might just like a clean house. But there is that, oh no, like I'm like, I focus on the more important things, man. I'm a bit of a hippie.
There is a bit of bitchiness.
Yeah.
Did you see how clean their house was?
Yeah.
Who do they think they are?
Yeah.
Do they have nothing better to do than scrub? Yeah. What are they trying to hide?
Yeah. Someone says, one time I went to a house party in my kid's teacher's house. You went to a house party in your kid's teacher's house? That's a whole other story. His wife insisted I take my shoes off. I wouldn't do it, and I ended up leaving on good terms. I just don't get this rule. It's all hardwood floors, but I felt like Larry David afterwards. Yeah, but I think that was explained already. They can scratch, especially if they're new. I have dogs that live inside my home. That is why I vacuum every day, because yes, indeed, the hairs get everywhere. I have to admit, we have a cleaner, and I do clean the house before she arrives, because I'm afraid of what she will think. Yes, there's nothing worse than the judgment of your cleaner.
Yeah,
I insist on taking shoes off for my own family, but not guests. I'd expect them to offer, though, and they will if they know me well. The ground outside has urine, vomit, feces, blood. Sometimes you can't see it. And I like my floors free of it. Thank you very much. It's disgusting. That seems like a reasonable point. I love coming home to a clean house. So it is worth cleaning before I leave every morning so that I come home to a tidy and clean place. I'm lucky my partner respects this, so he won't leave a mess behind either. Untidiness is absolutely dirty. How could you have your house untidy and still be clean? Surely if there are things lying everywhere, it's just an extension of how well they clean. Rotten, says the texter. Well,
yeah, you can have clean.
I live with somebody
and untidy.
I live with someone who's extremely clean.
Yes.
But she's extremely untidy.
You can be that. You can be filthy.
So the mop and the Hoover are out. Like, I trip over them coming home. It's like somebody broke into our house, trashed the place, but mopped the floors.
So
it's that kind of a
thing.
You're
saying she is
super clean,
really untidy, but very, very messy. But the mess is clean mess.
Yeah.
As opposed to filthy mess.
She actually leaves the house untidy from cleaning it so much.
Right. Okay. Pull everything apart.
Makes no sense.
And clean
it. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Someone else says, I've yet to meet anyone with a very clean house who has much crack, says Fiona. Ah, stop, Fiona. About 18 years ago, I lived with my now husband and his cousin. His cousin's friend visited one night and brought a pizza. While walking upstairs, he dropped a slice on the carpeted stairs. It landed on the riser and the step, and he looked at it and kept walking. I still can't look at him without thinking his house must be disgusting. I have not forgiven him. And somebody else has texted him to say, Claire, who was talking about how, you know, in the interview there with Henry, she's right, correct about everything, says the texter. Sean Henry, I love your discussions. Thank you for the entertainment. I disagree with that lady who said people clean because they want perfection. I think there are many who strive to control what they can control. Yes.
I think it is a control thing. And that does bring us on to psychotherapist Dr. Karen Ward. She's based in Smithfield, but she's joining us today from West Cork.
As a psychotherapist and a teacher trainer, I often come across unreasonably high standards that people set themselves when it comes to things like learning or turning up fully. And I really feel a lot of it comes from a lack of self-esteem. Sometimes they put untold pressure on themselves to turn up. Now, this would be in a work context, but equally, people have incredibly high standards that they set for some of the most mundane things, how to pack the dishwasher, whether people wear shoes inside or outside the house, how long the dog is walked, and this sort of thing. And we might smile at them and think, gosh, this is crazy. But I really feel a lot of it is down to a reaction to the stresses and strains that we have in our modern everyday life, that this is the one area people can control. So they're fastidious about pre-washing the plates before they go into the dishwasher, or making sure the teenagers' rooms are, you could eat your dinner off the floor. So in a world that is, there's so much going on in our world where people have no control over, that here are small areas, but that can become blown out of proportion, shall we say. I mean, it wasn't so long ago, certainly here in Ireland, when all of those luxuries didn't exist. We would have been hand washing our plates in cold water, never mind hot water and in a machine. So my recommendation is just take a breath, breathe. We don't have to put ourselves under that pressure. And if we do, smile, laugh, again, take a breath. And if it's only down to you and your standards, that's one thing. But if you're imposing those standards on your children, on your partner, on other family members, maybe have a think about that. Better to have a little bit of fun with them, especially in the summertime, than making these rules and regulations and being known for that. Lighten up at Lunasa.
Right. That's Dr. Karen Ward, psychotherapist there. A lot of people listening might disagree with some of that. A neighbour of ours, when growing up, used to do the big house clean in November, and they would lock the sitting room, not the good room, as there was only a kitchen and sitting room downstairs, and they wouldn't open it back up until Christmas morning.
That's a very Irish thing.
Wow, that's a mad idea. That therapist is describing Monica from Friends. I've very high standards, cleanliness-wise, but I'm a tad messy. But I know it's on a clean surface. My husband, on the other hand, is extremely neat, but does not see dirt in any shape or form. Was the basis of the majority of our arguments. We got a cleaner to help me with my cleanliness standard, as I work full-time with two kids and a big hairy dog. She's cheaper than marriage counselling. I love her. Jean says, I think you kind of have to give up on having a clean house once you have kids. Our house hasn't been cleaned properly since 2004. Someone else is still keeping up that battle. I've two teenage kids. I mop and vacuum every day. If I didn't, it would look like the apartment that Ross went to when he was dating the very hot woman in Friends. God, lots of Friends references in all of this. Who knew that would be a factor?
Yeah, I think Monica was a big, you know, mad into cleaning. And on that, you can get an industrial cleaner for about €300 or €400, which I know is a lot of money. And they come in. They normally, like, it's a van of them. They get out,
yeah,
and they just clean your house from top to bottom, and then it's spotless, like proper. And they use cleaning agents that you can't buy in the shops. Mm. You know, real industrial stuff.
There is. I was talking about this woman. Mm. When was it? I forget where I was talking about her. Actually, it might have been in the Irish Times. But there's a woman. She's from Denmark, I think.
Yes.
And she travels around the world cleaning people's houses.
That's so cool.
No, but these are the filthiest houses you've ever seen in your life. This is like, you know, your friend's house
like
with the muck. Proper filthy, yep. As in, why weren't your children taken into care kind of houses. But she'd travel to these places and she'll have a spiel that, like, you know, maybe they have low self-esteem or whatever, but she's using power tools to, you know, to take all this
jet
muck
wash
off.
Yes.
But she has loads of videos on YouTube and people enjoy watching it.
Oh, watching the transformation.
Yeah,
from
it's
the
kind of therapeutic to watch that kind of thing.
Well, that's it. I think people, they see cleaning as therapy. And I did meet a man from Tip and he admits that he is all over the place.
You're a Tip man. Are you a perfectionist?
Not at all. The opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all over the shop, unfortunately.
And I'm looking at you, and for the listeners out there, you know, you've a beard, it looks pretty trimmed, a little bit scruffy, not too scruffy for a young person. What makes you all over the place?
I would say I'm just undiagnosed ADHD, as people in work tell me, and I I'm not good at putting things in order, and just every day I get it together. Yeah, I'm just not organised, but it does kind of suit me. I'm so used to it. I kind of like the chaos of it, of like living like that, and I'm kind of used to it.
And what about loading the dishwasher? When I load the dishwasher, I literally load it, overload it. Everything's everywhere. There's no plan. There's no order. My wife likes it just perfect. Everything has to be in the exact same place. She would then reload the dishwasher after she sees what I've done. And then sometimes I even put on the dishwasher and, you know, empty it before she gets to see what I did.
I don't have a dishwasher, thankfully, so I don't have that problem. I've been in an apartment. I don't have a dishwasher. I'm the dishwasher.
You're the dishwasher. Yeah. And that's the thing. Sometimes it's easier just to go back to the sink. I'm quite new to dishwashers myself, I think. I got the first dishwasher in about 2016.
Oh, well, I'd say your wife is delighted when that came. I'd say good for her is what I'd say.
Right, okay, there's a fella who he seems very relaxed.
I wouldn't
sit in the sofa kind of thing. One texter says, most Asian and Arab cultures consider wearing shoes inside their house an offence. And that is true. It's pretty much the norm. Now, you did meet a chef.
Yes.
They'd be perfectionists, wouldn't
they? Yeah,
they
are. And chefs
are supposed to be,
anyway. Bakers have to be, because if you're a baker and you do something wrong, the cake comes out, you know, totally banjaxed. But chefs, yeah, they are complete perfectionists. Even if they're making a sandwich, you know, they want to get it just right.
Yeah.
And I met this guy. He was celebrating an anniversary. And yes, he is a perfectionist.
You're a chef.
Yeah.
In an Italian establishment. It's got to be perfect.
Okay, yeah, my name is Pedro. I'm from Brazil. I'm in Ireland for 10 years, complete 10 years today, to be honest.
10 years today?
Yeah.
And how's the last 10 years been?
Oh, it's great, you know. I came here as a boy. I'm 32 now. I came here 22. I came to spend 6 months, but I like the place. I love rugby.
How old are you now?
32.
And you were 22 when you came here?
Yes.
Happy anniversary, 10 years in Ireland.
Thank you very much.
And being from Brazil, working in an Italian restaurant, expectations in the kitchen, they've got to be high. When it comes to even loading the dishwasher or a pan being put in a certain place, are you a perfectionist?
Yes, you have to be, because if you're not, if at least not try to be, we're going to make many mistakes. So you have to be, at least try to be. And I don't see that as a bad thing. If you try to be perfect, sometimes you're going to make mistakes and you learn with your mistakes.
So what sort of things have to be perfect?
I try to do everything perfectly, even the small organizations, if how many herbs I have, how many plates.
Really?
I
how
have.
Many herbs that go into a dish?
Oh, yes, because change the flavor, change the aesthetic of the dish, change everything, how many tomatoes we put, how many grams of cheese we put can interfere in everything.
So you're a perfectionist?
Yeah, we try to be as perfect as we can to follow all the recipes.
Your friends out there, do they think that you're a perfectionist? Do they think you just try too hard?
Yes, because I expect the same from everybody.
There you go. Good man yourself there, Pedro. Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary. Henry, thanks a million as ever. I suppose, as Henry said, you know, the best thing, as some texter said, the best thing was to get a cleaner if you could afford one.
Moncrief on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mo, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.